Hello, my friends. I have had to re-record the first part of this sermon because there was a problem with the recording. So you're going to see some breaks in continuity as we go forward, but I'm re-recording it so that you can have the whole sermon. I want you to be able to have it. So we've just sung the song, May I Be Filled with Loving Kindness, the Buddhist Metta Meditation. And then I begin the sermon. So here we go. So right now, my friends, we need all different kinds of loving kindness, don't we? Loving kindness for ourselves, loving kindness for our friends and loved ones, and extra loving kindness for our community and the wider world. We're undergoing such extraordinary, just unprecedented times. It's a tremendously scary time because it brings our mortality and fragility as humans very much into view. And it can also feel overwhelming and stressful because life as we knew it has changed so dramatically in such a short space. But it's also a time that has the potential to fundamentally recreate how we live going forward. My hope is that since we're all in this together and no one in this world is immune, that we learn to create a society that really recognizes our interdependence. A society that cares more deeply about the collective good and the good of the planet. But for now, we're in the midst of a period of collective trauma. And no one knows how this is all going to play out. And it's bringing up huge anxiety and difficult realities for many people. Those who've undergone trauma earlier in their lives are being easily re-stimulated, and you want to be extra careful around that. We're steeped in uncertainty, and we don't know what the next day, let alone the next week, is going to bring. And such uncertainty is difficult for human beings. So we need to be extra gentle and kind with ourselves and with one another. So for today, I want to use the Buddhist Metta Meditation song we just sang as a framework to explore how we can practice tender loving kindness towards ourselves and others during this time. How we can engage our loving kindness as a practice for liberation from our current difficulties. May I be filled with loving kindness. My friends, in these disorienting times, it's imperative to be extraordinarily kind and gentle with ourselves. Being kind to ourselves nourishes our inner garden so that we can nurture and grow shoots of kindness for others. So take a moment with me now to practice nourishing ourselves within. I invite you to place your hands on your heart right now and just take a few gentle breaths into that space. And now say to yourself in this moment, I am safe. I am loved. I am okay. And really mean it. Let's repeat it a few times. I am safe. I am loved. I am okay. I am safe. I am loved and I am okay. And then keep your hands on your heart and ask yourself, what do I need right now, in this moment? And it may be something as simple as taking a deep breath, or moving your body into a more comfortable position. Or you may want to grab a cozy blanket. And then later in the day, when you ask yourself that question, what do I need right now? It may be that you want to meditate or pray or even nap. It may be going outside for a walk or exercising vigorously. Or you may want to take a bath filled with essential oils or light a candle and curl up with a good book or listen to a beautiful piece of music or start painting even. And then again, you might feel best grabbing your preferred beverage and watching your favorite movie. Whatever it is that calms and settles you, that helps you experience kindness within. So I encourage you throughout the day, when you're feeling off center, to just notice, stop, put your hands on your heart, and ask yourself that question. What do I need right now? And then listen. It's a way to rebalance and grow our inner resilience. And it reminds us that all we have is this moment. And all we can do is just take the simple next step. Actually, it reminds me because earlier this week I went for a hike. And because of our recent rains, there was an unusually strong full creek flowing next to the path. And at one point I needed to cross the creek in order to continue the hike, but there was no obvious path across. I wanted to continue, and I realized that all I could do was step on one rock at a time and make sure that rock was steady underfoot, and then find the next rock to move to. The old adage of one step at a time came into clear focus for me. If I went too quickly, I might hit on loose rocks and lose my balance, falling into the creek. And if I didn't cross at all, I would lose out on a beautiful part of the hike. So all I could do was step on one stone, then check my steadiness, and then identify the next step, literally. And that's how I invite us to look at our life right now. That's how we do our self-care, our self-kindness. One step at a time. I don't know about you, but these days can easily feel overwhelming and anxiety-provoking for many of us. But if we remind ourselves to take one step at a time, putting our hands on our heart and asking ourselves, what do I need now? And then really listen deep within, we can be sure of a more steady footing for ourselves throughout the day. I came across a poem this week by Tara Moore called The Quiet Power. And it's all about practicing self-kindness so that you, in turn, can be there for others. As I share this poem with you, you might listen out for a word, a phrase, or an image that speaks to you at this time and hold it in your mind. The Quiet Power by Tara Moore. I walked backwards against time, and that's where I caught the moon singing at me. I steeped downwards into my seat, and that's where I caught freedom waiting for me like a lilac. I ended thought, and I ended story. I stopped designing and arguing and sculpting a happy life. I didn't die. I didn't turn to dust. Instead, I chopped vegetables and made a calm lake in me, where the water was clear and sourced and still. And when the ones I loved came to it, I had something to give them. And it offered them a soft road out of pain. I became beloved, and I came to know that this was it, the quiet power. I could give something mighty, lasting, that stopped the wheel of chaos by tending to the river inside, keeping the water rich and deep, keeping a bench for you to visit. I'll post this on our Facebook page later so that you can reread it. I'm curious what word, phrase, or image stuck out to you. For me, I'm drawn to the image of sitting next to her lake, where the water was clear and sourced and still, while keeping a bench for others to visit. It reminds me to tend to myself so I'll have more peace and loving kindness to offer another. May you be filled with loving kindness. So once we've sourced that still lake within, many of us know that one of the best remedies for anxiety or depression is to find a way to offer loving kindness to others. Now, you may be wondering how you can be of service to other people during this time of social distancing.
Now, of course, it's a little harder these days because we're so limited in what we can do, but there are still plenty of ways to offer loving kindness to others. You may wish to pick up the phone and call someone who's alone and isolated. Find out how they are and what they're doing to keep their spirits up. Or you might send someone a letter using a beautiful card and good old-fashioned stamps. That'll keep the post office going too. Some of you are making masks for people to wear when they need to go outside. And some of you are shopping for those who need to remain in quarantine, or you're bringing meals to people's doorsteps. Others of you are picking fruit off your trees and donating it to your local food bank. And some of you are working with Lisa Bortman and the Feeding Hands program to get food to those in need. And others of you are generously replenishing Chalice's ministerial discretionary fund so that we can offer financial assistance to those in our community who are struggling to make ends meet at this time. So these are just some of the ways to offer loving kindness to one another through a soothing word or a generous action. And I'd love for us to have a conversation on our Facebook page about ways that you've found to bring loving kindness to another. So I hope you'll engage there later. May we be filled with loving kindness. So how do we create more loving kindness on a communal systemic level at this time that may benefit all? I know many of you want to help our larger society too. And we're doing it here at Chalice with the many free groups, services, meditations, community forums, and sing-alongs that we're offering online. And if you want to explore how to do more social action impacting the wider society, then please join us after this service for our online social action gathering. One of the gifts of this time is that we may be seeing some of the important systemic changes we could make as a society to care for more people. Things like how vital it is to have healthcare available to all, or how important accessible childcare and elder care is, and how urgent it is to have a financial security net for all, as millions lose their job and become food insecure. And then the Poor People's Campaign, look for it online, continues to advocate for those most in need and often forgotten in our society. And we can go online to sign their petitions and support their work. We're also realizing the problems in our system of incarceration, which detains and imprisons many people for minor infractions or for their immigration status. And at this time, incarceration could be potentially fatal to these people through the easy spread of COVID-19 in institutions. So some of you, I know, are working online to advocate for their release, to be returned to their families during these precarious times. And others are transforming their small businesses to manufacture masks and personal protective gear, so needed at this time. And then, of course, there are the creative contributions that bring so much joy and laughter into others' lives, people sharing songs and poems and art to uplift one another. And as some of you have experienced, the entertainment industry is now generously offering so much free content, Broadway, the Metropolitan Opera, the National Theatre in England, and many symphony orchestras all around the world are making their productions available for free online to lift people's spirits. And others are sharing yoga and dancing and Tai Chi or painting classes online. So if you've ever wanted to try any of these, now's the time. It's a time, my friends, when despite our fear and worries, most everyone is thinking about how we can make our world a little bit better for each other. How we can offer help and loving kindness to one another. And that gives me hope. It gives me hope to think that this strange time we're in, despite its enormous challenges, may mark the beginning of lasting change towards a kinder, more interconnected world. Hope with me, will you? And keep spreading kindness in all that you do. To close, I want to share a video of a poem with you written by Kitty O'Meara just last week. It went viral and I want to share it with you now. May we experience liberation from the struggle of this current time through growing kindness and greater care for ourselves and one another. May it be so.